Would you spit in someone else's mouth?
No. Oh. I don't even slap them on the face. I only started choking my boyfriend recently because I know that's what he's into. Yeah. Now I'm that beginning to like it, but before I'm like, oh, it's giving violence.
Yeah. Yep. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys, and welcome to episode 189 of the Tutus podcast. I am Nana.
And I'm Ro.
And together we are Tutus. We've got a special, special guest in the building. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the podcast, Miles Hart. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. I'm really good. It's nice to be here. And it feels good to be on a show where I've not had to work. Like I was messaging you earlier. Do I need to prep? Like, I feel really.
Oh yeah.
My anxiety is a bit like.
That's tiring. I feel like we haven't had to do that in a while. So for like when we do talks and stuff, there's a whole like pager with bullet points about what we're talking about, and it is overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's proper overwhelming. So yeah.
But I have to be honest, the podcast, we are such on vibes.
We're on vibes.
Yeah,
we just we're just coming
here for that.
Just conversation.
Yeah. I feel like I can just come and relax.
Yeah, exactly. It's just conversation. So you're a podcaster and a performer as well. Like, and your podcast is really good, by the way.
Oh, cheers, babe.
No, it's really, really good. And I don't say things like me because I'm a hard person
to please.
Scorpio as well.
Yeah.
Are you Scorpio? Look at this.
Oh my god! Look at my ring. Look at my ring.
Yes, I see you.
Wow. She's dating a Scorpio at the moment.
Oh, I bet the sex is bomb. Isn't it?
Yeah, look at her face.
Yes.
They gotta love it. Don't you feel like they love?
Yeah. They love. Trust me, I found out.
They love to hate us, though. They love to hate us, but they can never.
We get a lot of stick.
Yeah, they can never let go in the end, can they?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is it. Yeah. No, we definitely get a lot of stick, and it's unfair because there's so many good things about us. Like,
don't you think so, Ro? Now that you're dating,
do you know what I feel like? What I've noticed about you guys now that I'm dating one is you guys are very intense. Passionate. I would say, listen, like you keep saying, don't poke or you're gonna get a sting back.
That's fair enough. We don't go looking for it.
You need to remember when they start going, oh yeah, but you Scorpios,
yeah,
it's not like our like characteristics are we're off the jump dickheads.
It's
the sting.
Yeah.
And what people need to stop focusing on is the sting after your bullshit.
Exactly.
Because if you don't bring the bullshit, you don't get the sting, and then everything's like peaches and cream.
Exactly.
True.
So why are you focusing on the sting? Your focus is misplaced.
But that's what always happens though. Like they become the victim.
Yeah.
Like everyone forgets about what they did because we've reacted.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We've reacted.
Baby.
I mean, I'm a Scorpio rising or moon, one of them.
Yeah.
So I relate.
Oh yeah, she, I get it. When she said she was a Scorpio, whatever she is, I was like, I see you. I see you.
I can relate. Because when I react to things. I really have big reactions to things.
Yeah.
Reactive Ro.
I'm not reactive Ro.
Yeah. But I've been working on it though, isn't
it? No, she's worked. Yeah. She has worked on herself and she's got
in the last year,
she's a better her.
How did you work on yourself? Because I've tried and I feel like I've got a lot better and I've definitely seen like a shift, especially over the last 5 years. And to be honest, the podcast really helped me see that because I've not really been a people person other than work for a long time. And so I've not been in positions where people have had the opportunity to piss me off, if I'm being really honest. So I thought, oh, maybe I've just grown. But then when I get to the podcast, I used to be way more on smoke, like years before. And now I find myself like going to like the get the belt section.
Yeah,
and I'm not as aggressive as I used to be. And I'm like, is that my age? Am I growing? Like,
do you think that's something to do with being visible though? Because sometimes like, you don't want to get cancelled as well. And also, the more known you become, the more you have proximity to other people who are also visible. And like, you might bump into somebody that you said something about on a podcast.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just this morning, TikTok took down a video that a director in the musical theatre by the name of Jamie Lloyd, director of Romeo and Juliet, also won some awards for What is that musical called with Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger?
Oh, I don't know.
It just won loads of Olivier's. Anyway, I called him out because I don't know if you saw on Instagram about a black actress by the name of Francesca who was playing Juliet.
In Romeo and Juliet.
Got called out. And then he, the director, and I think he's also producing it. But I don't know. I definitely know he's directing it. He posted a nice little Instagram post saying how he doesn't condone the racism. And it's not going to be tolerated. Turned off the comments.
I saw that.
Yeah, and then nothing else, as far as we're concerned, has been done other than this social media post, which is very similar to the social media post back in 2020 when there was an outrage and people started posting. But
the
what was really done? You don't.
Nothing was done.
And I saw him at the Olivier Awards, and he had an opportunity
to say something
to, you know, speak. All of these things that were in that lovely Instagram post. And he didn't say anything. And what was really ironic is that moments before he got up, a black recipient of an award came up in a wheelchair, took it, I think it was for a play called Sleepover. And she was like, thanks for this award, but also protect black women, protect black actors, And everyone's clapping. And he was clapping. I thought, okay. And then when he got up to do his speeches for the award, didn't acknowledge it at all. And I just thought this was the ideal place, especially what's just been said. This is your chance
to follow
like,
up,
to show that you're actually about it. Silencio.
I didn't say anything.
Nada, babes. Nothing.
That's really bad.
So yeah, I called him out. I don't care if I don't get booked by him.
Do you know what?
I don't want to work with people that will do that.
It's so hard being in this like entertainment business, like, you know, film, TV, theatre, music, all these things. Because I feel like when you're a person who has integrity, who stands up for things, who's not quiet, who tries to like speak up for other people and protect other people and defend other people, people don't like it.
They hate
people. People label you as a troublemaker.
Yeah.
And I can't fucking
call me a bully this morning.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Because of that.
But asking questions like, what are you going to use this platform for, Jamie? What are you going to do? You said nothing.
But you know what? They need people like you who understand what's going on. You know, you know what the solutions are to hold people accountable. And if people like you don't speak up about it, then who going to speak
up? It's just going
to
continue.
No one
It's just going to continue.
They're all shook. And especially in our fields, like creative fields, where, you know, you're lucky to be there. We're not lucky. More times since birth, we've been in like clubs or schools dedicating time. Our parents would have spent money they maybe did or didn't have to get us there.
Absolutely.
Like sacked off clubbing to go and train or work on things, staying up till 4 o'clock in the morning to do your thing. And then like when you get there, it's like, oh no, you're lucky. It's like, no, nah, babes, I'm really not.
Sleepless
nights, the money spent. I deserve to be here. So a lot of people operate from that place of fear and being deemed lucky. So when they see things that are like running that they know shouldn't be running, they keep quiet because they're scared, oh, I'm going to get fired or no one's going to hire me again. Whereas me, I really don't give a fuck. I really don't.
Do you know what? We're quite similar in
same as well. Like I recently left a Netflix show that I was working as a PA because they weren't treating people right. Like there was one person in particular who wasn't. And I spoke up to them. Like I was just like, yeah, the vibe's here. Like I'm here to work and I take like my job seriously. Like I want to do a good job.
Yeah.
I'm here to work, but I can't take people talking to me in a certain type of way.
Yeah.
Because I don't even allow the person who gave birth to me to do that.
That
you know
part.
What I mean? That part.
Yeah.
And after that, I got punished for it. You know, I got punished for speaking up. And this is what happens all the time. And this is why the craziest things happen in this industry. Like the craziest shit and nobody speaks up.
Yeah.
That's why abuse happens. That's why all these fucking things just happen.
Yeah.
I'm not about the brown nosing thing.
No.
I can't brown nose. And especially I feel like in the UK creative scene, everyone is bum licking each other. Everyone's bum licking each other. People don't speak up. You hear little whispers here and there, but like no one says anything. So even me, before I used to be saying anything on Twitter, boy, I was tweeting and tweeting. And I know I can see the impact of my tweets has affected our growth as the podcast growth. And
in a good way, bad way?
In no negative way.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
So we're definitely blackboarded from a few places.
Fuck them. Fuck them hoes.
It's fuck them.
Yeah.
And because we always say, go where the love is. Yeah. That's our main thing. And we have integrity. And I don't care if it means we're not going to be invited to this or invited to that. Or at the end of the day, invites don't give me no money anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that also.
Don't give me no money.
Also.
Yeah. So, fact, keep it. Yeah. Keep it. And I think now that I've even said this, I know they're going to start chatting again.
Let them talk, because them. Regardless, you'll be trending somewhere.
Yeah.
Someone will read up about it and come and see it and see how great it is.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then they can really tell their dad to grab his ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. What, you know, to answer your question about, like, because obviously, like, I'm a Scorpio and I've got this, you know, fire inside me. People always think, oh, she a fire sign? No, I'm a water sign, baby.
Yeah.
But what I do is I take myself out of situations. If I know that I'm going to react quite badly, even like with my friends, I ignore them for a little bit because I know I'm going to get over it. Even if it's the tiniest thing, I know I'm going to get over it.
She does.
So I ignore and then I'm fine. I come back and I'm good, because sometimes, like, when you react and it's crazy, you can't take it back.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you can't take it back, and I don't want to do that. So, I mean, that's the same why I left the job. I took myself out of the situation because I didn't want to punch a bitch.
Yeah.
So, I had to do that.
It definitely be like that.
Mm-hmm. Miles, we just skipped.
Yeah, sorry.
We just started talking. Talk about Miles'
heart. Like, I know you started your podcast in, you started in 2018. Or was it before that? Sure, I don't know. Listen,
maybe 18,
from what I saw,
18, yeah.
Yeah, from what I saw, 2018. We'll go with that. I'm bad with dates as well. What inspired the podcast?
So I was put on to, do you know The Read? You must know The Read.
Yeah, I was put onto The Read
just before I went to be a singer on some cruise ship. Mm-hmm. And like, I liked it, but I wasn't like hooked like from the jump. And then when I got on this cruise ship, and obviously I'm locked off from like the rest of the world, and I was also the only like black person on there. And I'd never actually been in a situation before, like, where I was the only person of color in an environment. Like, even when, like, I lived in Spain for 5 years, even when I would go to school and be the only black kid in the class, at least I was able to go home. And I was with my family and, like, talk about the wild things that were happening.
Yeah.
But on the ship, like, that's it. Like, there's no one there. And there's not always internet connection, so I couldn't FaceTime. So I ended up listening to The Read.
Yeah.
And that became, like, my saving grace. And as much as I loved it, it was all about America.
Of course, yeah.
So, like, great. I learned a lot about their politics and what was going on over there. But it just made me go, like, if only we had this in the UK, because we don't have anything like that. And at that time, not everybody had a podcast like they do now.
That's when people start. Well, no, lockdown.
Lockdown. 2019. A bare podcast popped up. But not here no more, child. But
it was a cute 3-episode run. Yeah. Because it's hard. Podcasting is hard.
It's hard.
Like, low key, you might even only record one day a week, but you have to be there that week. You've got to show up. You've got to come with the vibes.
Right.
Especially, like, you guys have got the cameras. I only started doing the cameras a few months ago, but you can't just rock up
anyhow anymore.
Visuals care about you. If you don't care, stunning. Beyonce, I care.
Period.
So, it's a lot of work. So when I came off the ship, I was like, nah, I wanna provide the UK or the world, really, with that kind of talk show where it's people of color, where it's not just gays. I started it with some old school friends, and like the girl Kashmir, shout out to Kashmir. She's like a straight woman, but it was just a lovely melting pot of young black people talking about shit.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to highlight shit that was going on, explore and normalize sexuality, sex, and the things, and just make all the things I would normally say, like, to my friends or in public, that would seem so outlandish, make people like, make it like normal to everyone.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like go to church and say, start talking about sucking dick or whatever. But
nope, don't do that.
But things do need to, do you know what? Sexual things do need to be normalized.
There's even still in like the LGBTQ DL community, there is still a lot of.
You said
they're part of it too. Baby at the clinic getting tested for the STIs from another.
Have to
shout out to D Street,
right? Very much that.
Not D Street.
D Street. I've been DMing some of the doctors stuff before, babes. I stopped going on the site. I would DM the doctor, and be like, babes, I need da 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 da.
Wow.
Tomorrow. 4:15, see you there, babe.
That's the real hookup.
Yeah.
That's the real hookup.
Yes.
But I just wanted to do that and bring that to life, and I did. And you know, it's now just me. There were three, then there were two. I felt very much in line with Destiny's Child at one point. There were people coming in and going out because, like I said, it's hard. And like she, my original co-host is a mother, single mother, find it really difficult. My other friend just wanted to do something else, and I would rather work with someone that wants to be there. Like you were saying, go in the love, so I wasn't going to stop them. Like I, what is meant for you is going to happen. And I ended up going solo like Beyonce. And
I hear it. How, what difference have you felt from like having a team, having co-hosts to it being solo? Because a lot of solo podcasters, they do end up stopping because it's like, it's just a one man band. It's really hard and things like that. But you don't, you ain't stopping, Sha.
So like, no, what's the difference? Difficult. Yeah. It is a lot harder because you don't have that person to bounce off of. So you have to deliver yourself. And I've got the source to do so.
Yeah,
like, I know I do. And I've got the mind, the mindset and the vocabulary. It's just about the energy.
Yeah,
what it is. Yeah. Like after I've done what I've done in the day, I've got the things, but do I have the energy to make it like come to fruition? But that's where I feel like my profession as a professional actor that can kick in, because there's been ample shows where I've been drunk, hungover.
Same thing.
Where I've been hungover, tired. And you've got to switch on because people have paid to see you perform. Yeah. And that's the same as the podcast. I see it in the same way. Like, I can't see the audience, but I know they're there.
Yeah.
I can see it in the numbers.
You see the numbers,
So I've got to show up and deliver. And there was a time I was like, oh, I don't know if it's as good. But my audience and my friends, I've got, like, shout out to my best friend, James. I'm always like, was that all right? Was that
okay?
He's like, no, 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 it's good. Like, believe in yourself. And I ain't stopping for shit, man.
I love that's that. Really nice.
There's still many necks that I just got to stand on.
No, I love that. And I love, like, obviously, like, I saw the inspiration from The Read as well when I was listening to it. I was like, because I started listening to The Read, like, maybe, like, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Yeah. And I got hooked. And then I kind of, like, stopped. Because I think, like, the similar to you, like, it's American. It's not about, you know, the UK and
that's
stuff like that.
That's why we started this one as
well. That's why we started, similar. Yeah. That's why we started, because there wasn't anything like it in the UK. So, yeah, I just think it's amazing. And you just need to keep doing it. I love it.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Greg, a.k.a. Kid Fury.
Oh,
he actually co-signed, because we met at one of his shows. It was really, it was a funny situation, that whole moment. It's online. You could probably find it. But, yeah, that was a time. And I was speaking to him about it and, like, spoke to him about the, what I wanted to do. He was like, oh, he loved it. I told him the name. He was like, oh, I fucking wish we called it.
Yeah. It's a great name.
But, yeah, like, he was really supportive of it. And, like, I remember at the beginning we had, like, flyers. And, like, we'd stand outside tube stations and hand them out with a little QR code. And, like, he, like, said, yeah, put my name on there to say that I'm a supporter.
Oh, that's nice. So,
also, shout out to Kid Fury for...
We love
can we go back to the cruise ship, please?
You're a performer, like, is that for stage, like musical theater, kind of like
musical theater, straight plays? I did only like 2 weeks ago, I was workshopping a like French English play, which is really really cool.
With some
Je parle un peu de français.
Okay.
But my character was actually English though.
Okay,
so.
Okay. All right. But still,
yeah, but there were some French actors in it. That was really fun. Was working with so many like older, like really talented, experienced actors, which was like, whoa. But otherwise, yeah, stage, theatre, TV. I trained in dance, singing and acting. So like my first gig was actually a backing dancer, but I knew quite quick. I'm not meant to be in the back.
You don't get the back vibes.
No,
absolutely not.
You need to be at the front, the main character.
Yeah, you're the main character.
I didn't do any more of that. Didn't want to like sign to a dance agency. Always dance, sang and act. So musical theatre, like how it encompasses all those three things. Despite not being the biggest musical theatre fan.
That's like, interesting.
It is.
I love a musical, y'all
do.
The right one.
Yeah. Some of them are
not
terrible.
The right one.
Yeah.
The right one.
Yeah.
Speaking of calling out, I had to call out a cast announcement the other day on Instagram, and it was a whole white cast. It was so joke. They put everyone's headshot. in black and white so that people can tell. So I called them out, and this is another thing, like, I really don't care about being cancelled. I called them out publicly and sent the casting director an email. And within 3 minutes of hearing the whoosh, my phone was going. And had a good conversation. And we're going to meet and the thing. So,
yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it is.
But... So was that intentional, that little white? Or they just never noticed?
No. So her name's Anne Vosser. Mm-hmm. And I've actually been like in one of her rooms before, like being cast for something. And she did say, like, you know, she's saddened about what... the fact that it wasn't all white cast. Offers were made to black performers in the beginning, but they turned it down.
Okay.
I didn't get into the ins and outs of why, because I did have to say to her, like, I'm about to run for a training. Yeah. Like, I appreciate the call. Like, definitely want to chat about this, but I've got to go.
Yeah.
Let's set up a meeting. Mm-hmm. But allegedly it's because the money wasn't good enough. And I know that in our industry, especially the, like, in the West End and live theatre, like, the money is shit for the most part. And I'm lucky because I came from one of the West End's, like, sold out shows with an amazing producer. Shout out to Sonia Friedman. So I was expecting to go and, like, go into other contracts that I'm getting offered, you know, these same four-figure weekly salaries.
Ooh, nice. That sounds good.
It's not that. And so... as much as it's they were offered, it comes down to how much are you valuing the performers, how much are you paying them, and why is it that white performers are able to accept that low fee?
Maybe they get more jobs, you know? Like,
there's more to it.
There's a lot more to it.
But it wasn't intentional. I don't think they've even announced that, but I've let her know that I can help her with her PR and do that. But there will be a fee.
Of course,
absolutely.
Not for free.
No. You don't work for free.
And that they need someone to do that. Because if you, like, one thing she did say is, I was a bit worried that something could happen. But if you're worried, why would you just do something? Like, if I'm worried, if I'm fucking, and I'm worried I'm going to get STI, I'm going to protect it.
Yeah.
And it's given, you were worried you were going to get something, you just stuck it in.
Yeah.
So you can't now play, oh, woe is me.
Do you know what? I feel like, I know as much as she said, you know, like, you know, people, they did offer the roles and stuff. I just don't know if they're looking hard enough as well. Like,
they're not.
For me, for me, it's just like, okay, you're not looking hard. You're not doing your due diligence. You're not looking
hard. They're not. Because I know so many black and brown performers that could have eaten any of the roles, be it tree number one, like, or lead role. Like, I know so many talented performers that could do it. So,
True. Where are you at with, like, performing and stuff? Like,
beg your pardon. So I just finished working on a play, which may go to the West End in November.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, in 2 weeks, I'm moving out of London to start rehearsals for Rent the Musical, where I'll be playing the leading role of Benny.
Oh my god! Okay, I love Rent so much.
Yeah.
I love Rent. I watched it like a few years ago, and I couldn't believe I hadn't seen it before. And obviously it was a play, and then I read about, you know, the writer and you know, like, how much he worked on it for like 10 years or so.
Jonathan Larson, right?
Yep. And then he got it to, like, being like a read through, or, you know, with a very small audience, and then, you know, he passed away. And so just love that fucking musical, and that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And the lead role.
Ain't it? That's what you said. I'm at the back. Yeah. I'm the front.
I need to see that. I need to see that.
The thing is, it's not in London. So
Where is it?
In Peterborough, which I have never been to.
Yeah, Peterborough.
And I'm already stocking up on my Maggie Cubes and Scotch bonnets.
Peterborough.
I heard there's a lot of Nigerians there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Lit. You know, Nigerians are everywhere. Nigerian.
I'm really good. It's not good. I'm good.
There is. Is it in Nemeton Keynes or somewhere like that?
I don't know.
I feel like
I've never been there. It's an hour train away, and I know Milton Keynes is like half an hour. So
I traveled to New York for The Colour Purple. So
did you?
Yeah. So
you are a musical
theater. Yeah.
So I will be traveling to Peterborough.
Okay, Peterborough. Or we're moving from Peterborough for the last week to Devon. And that's our last week there. And that is the first week of July. So I can imagine Devon will be cute in that time. So
I'm about to come home. Staycation back.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to do different, you know.
So, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
And then it's not like public. I may be like going back somewhere just for like 2 months, right. Like not a whole year contract, but I may be returning to the West End just for 2 months to
So you be working.
I'm trying, man. There's money to be made. Yeah. And I wanna do more. Like I was in the Book of Mormon for like 6 years I loved it because my finances were great when I left.
Yeah. I can imagine.
I'd made lots of like connections in the industry. And it was nice to just be safe and secure, like in a job that was like what I really wanted to do. But it got to the point, especially after I met my boyfriend now, and he was doing all of these other things and moving from this show to that show, going from lead role to lead role. I was like, boy.
I mean, it's inspiring.
I did take a hiatus from my podcast shortly after my nan died as well, because of like the energy part of it, just being me following her passing. And she was like my mother, my best friend, everything. Like I'd call her on New Year's when everyone was calling their besties and do a shot with her. Like she was, so when that happened, I just didn't have the energy to do it. And he inspired me to like start it up again. And yeah, so when I met him, I was like, no, do you know what? As lovely as it is to be cozy here, I want to do more.
Yeah.
And since then, like I was in London's Gay Panto, which was amazing. Again, playing a lead role, going in to do Rent. I've workshopped The Devil Wears Prada with Elton John.
Wow.
And I was sat next to a colleague by the name of Vanessa Williams. I don't know if you saw Ugly Betty.
I think I saw that. I've seen that. Yeah.
And like, if I didn't leave that comfort, like someone who I once saw on TV was like, wow. Bruv, we're on the same payroll. Like, she's over there and I'm here.
Yeah, that's really
good. Elton John's over there
with
his walking stick, his assistants and skateboard on his shoe.
Yeah.
That is chaotic as fuck, man. Baby. But I love that.
But thanks for the check, Elton.
Yeah. Like, you can see what you want when you're Elton.
Yeah. Too. But like, if I wouldn't have left there, I wouldn't have done all of these other things. And I know that there's so much more to come because when I hit the screen, it's going to be a wrap.
Honey. Oh my God, it's going to be crazy.
It's going
to be like, you're my podcast. Hello.
So you're doing a Book of Mormon, if you are a former Mormon, because I haven't watched it because I grew up as a Mormon.
I'll swear down.
I didn't actually. I only started drinking coffee when I was like in my late 20s. I started drinking
coffee. When did you start eating fish?
I always had fish in my home. That part wasn't in my household.
Yeah.
But like, that's how I grew up in. Yeah, exactly. Mum's making light soup on the weekend. There's going to be fish in the soup.
I wasn't speaking about that kind of fish, but we move.
Oh.
You're talking about pussy.
Like the puss, babe. Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't having a pussy when I was a woman.
Oh, no.
I didn't even know that I could be a lesbian. I can't lie. But that's a whole other story. But like, obviously, I was born into the church, right? Mm-hmm. And I grew up that way. And then up until my mum had like some issues with someone in the church, and that's why we left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Politics.
And it was like, they're still trying to get her back till now, you know?
Really?
Years ago, the missionaries be knocking on our door and they try and get her back. Yeah.
My name is Elder.
And they're all elders. And like, so if as a former that I haven't seen it because I'm like, I might get offended. Even though I'm not a Mormon anymore, would I?
That's really on you if you to get offended, because what they do is take a lot of facts and throw them to the audience through song. And it tends to make people laugh.
And comedy.
Because some of the things that are in the book are wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like God forgiving black people for being black in like 1970, whatever.
Yeah.
And then now they're okay. Yeah. And like they recite that and like people laugh, but...
That's not that long
grab a book and it says that.
Yeah.
So like if Mormons do get offended, like, I mean, that's in your Bible, so...
Joseph Smith was wilding. Joseph Smith was wilding.
Is that the man that wrote
it? That's the guy that started the church.
Joseph Smith.
Yeah, he's wilding.
It's given Latter-day Saints.
It's called that. It's given Latter-day Saints. That's what the church is called.
The church is,
So it's called Latter-day Saints. That's what the church is called.
Yeah.
I've watched so many documentaries on that shit,
that's
man.
What it's called.
Yeah, I've seen a couple.
The Mormons is Latter-day Saints. It's the same thing.
It's a funny ass show, man. It is.
I'm gonna go see it. It's on discount on my app, so I just go see it. Yeah,
everyone's gonna like, not everyone, but a lot of people get offended by it. Blacks get offended by it because they're like, "Oh, it's racist, it's racist." Mm. Mormons will get offended by it. Christians will get offended by it. But you got to remember, it's by the creators of South Park.
Yeah, of
so
course.
The minute it becomes Disney, Lion King, and it's all friendly, it's not gonna sell because. No.
I didn't know that it was by the Crypt of South Park. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, I knew that. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I've always wanted to watch it. I need to.
Yeah, I think my brother wants to watch it.
Yeah.
My brother he's like, you know, I don't fuck with Mormons, so.
Yeah.
It comes between August and October.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Period.
But I mean, tell us a bit your do you want to go into your relationship dating, because I think being like boy and boy relationships and girl relationships are quite different. Like, we hear a lot of our guy friends saying people are not serious, the guys are not serious, they don't want to settle down and stuff like that. What has your experience been like dating before you even got into the relationship,
baby? Skip.
Yeah, skip this part.
Like 5 minutes.
Sorry.
Right, so I'm gonna keep it 100. Like, I only really started dating guys or exploring that in my like mid-20s.
So were you dating girls before?
Yeah, but my longest relationship is with a girl, so I'm bi.
Oh, I didn't know
that. So I'm bi. But I love penis and ass right now, like, and more.
Do you think it's phases? When I talk to bisexuals, bisexuals, they're like, you know, oh, at this point, I'm just dating girls. Like, a bisexual girl, I'm just dating girls. I don't want to look at a man. Do you think it's like phases in your life?
I think it can be. I think it really differs person to person. Mm. But I remember, like, at the beginning, when I had, like, this encounter with, like, my first ever guy, and it was literally just, all we did was kiss, and it wouldn't even tongues or anything, because I wasn't ready to do all of that just yet. And then I would explore, like, with the gay porn and stuff. And then I was like, no, it's not. Like, it is just a phase, like, because I wasn't finding any other men attractive. And I don't know whether that was just a block, because I come from, like, my dad's, like, Indian Spanish, my mum's Nigerian English. So, like, two quite strict ethnic, like, people and cultures. So I don't know whether it was just years of like subconscious homophobia dulling it down. I don't know.
It could be. There's that conditioning. It could be, yeah, because when I was younger, I remember when someone was like trying to touch me up, and I was like, just, you're making me feel sick. Like, get away from me. But I was gay then. Like, do you know what I mean? I knew I liked women then. So, yeah, it makes sense.
See, I really didn't. And the first time it happened, I was like, and I didn't just straight away be like, no. And in my head, I was like, oh, what is this? I didn't push that aside. The first time I'd like fully thought it.
Yeah.
And I sat with it, I explored it and took time away from my relationship because I was with my girl at the time. I said, I need to step away from this to figure it out. It was never something I suppressed.
Yeah.
Despite people being like, but you do musical theater and you love Beyonce. I was like, and so the two can be the same.
Because
I was
still eating pussy,
enjoying it. Not like I was good. But when I did start it to be like, okay, no, this could be something, I did embrace it. And I may have been lucky because I was currently at that time living in London by myself, independently. So I didn't have any like kind of pressures. Like in my like home. So I explored it, and then I was like, you know what? No, because I don't feel like this about anyone else. I've never had these feelings before. I think it must have just been that. And then something came up again later. I was like, no, like let me fully go into this. And then I did notice there were patterns where I was looking at straight porn for like a long period of time, and then it would be gay. And there's, sometimes it would be like mixed. You would think as a bi person, you would always watch it, but no, I either
one
like,
or the other.
I would either watch straight or gay.
Never lesbian, no.
But only for fun.
That's boring,
only
man.
For fun.
Lesbian porn is boring.
I have a question for you guys as well. My boyfriend said, don't, because you don't want to just make it all about sex.
It's all about sex, baby.
I'm a Scorpio.
I'm a Scorpio.
Let's get into it.
One quick, because I've got bi friends that are females, but I don't actually have any lesbian friends. I've never been in a position where I can ask this. So what I've always wanted to know is, how do lesbians, like, what is the criteria to be like, oh yeah, we fucked, we fucked. Because with men,
oh,
if my penis has been up his anus, or his in mine, yes, God,
that's sex.
That's, I can say, yeah, we fucked. But I've never known, like, how do girls be like, oh yeah, we fucked. Oh no, we just did bits, because
we've had this conversation so many times.
Like, is there like a general, like, oh no, this is it, or is it down to,
oh God, it's up in the air, child.
Is it? Is that the lesbian debate?
Yes, at parties. We talk about shit at parties.
There definitely isn't like a, I strapped you, so that means we had sex.
Yeah.
But some people feel like if there's no dildo involved, they haven't used a strap, that means they didn't
have
sex.
That's wild to me.
They've done like things. They just feel like we didn't do a hanky-panky. Even if someone was squirting, even if someone, everyone's coming, they still didn't have sex. They just...
That's crazy to me. I think, I personally, for me, I think it's if the vagina's getting touched. Even if it's
just like that,
fingering. If it's
even
like
a little flick,
no, that is not. If it's like a
touch by hand or mouth or
mouth and anything, like fingers.
What about foot? Because people be kinky. Would that now be? Because if we're saying you just touched it,
you have a point there.
Because you could just
Even my thigh could do a little rubby dubby. You know,
for me, if I felt your vagina juices anywhere in my body, then that's sex.
On your body or in your body?
Both.
On or in
both.
On or in.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard.
But
though,
it's weird because if I just give head to someone or they just give head to me,
would you just
I'm not like one sided. Each other heads. I'm not sure if I call that sex. I'm not sure.
But that, isn't that touching it?
It is touching it. I don't know.
So,
just contradiction.
It's just up in. Do you know what? That's what, when I.
Because I want to know. I want to know more about my lesbian.
Yeah, it is up in the air. I can't lie. It's up in the air. And even like, it depends on the person as well. So, like, if the person I'm having sex with says that we had sex, I just go with whatever they're saying. If they say that, oh, we just
things.
Okay.
Yeah, I just go
with
whatever they're
saying. I'm not going with what they're
saying. As long as I had fun in the moment, it's fine.
Do you ever feel like there's any lesbians out there that are using that to their advantage? To be like,
oh, we did a thing.
Fuck.
Like, yeah.
But to them, they're like, yeah, no, we fucked. But they're like, oh, no, we didn't fuck. We just, you know.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
In the gay world, when it's dick on dick, you can.
You can't say that.
If you took that up, you took it up.
So, no, so even giving head, you know, it's not considered. Like,
no.
Oh, wow, okay.
No, we just suck my dick. Like,
no. But it's weird because, like, that's what we always say, like, sex, the meaning of sex is, like, centered around the penis at the end of the day.
Or penetration.
So, like, or penetration. Yeah. And, like, no, not even penetration, because if someone fingers someone, they're still not going to say that's having sex.
I mean, I
if a man fingers a woman, they're not going to say they had sex. Do you know what I'm saying? So it is
around the penis.
So it's like virginity as well. Like, some lesbians are gold stars. They've never had sex with a man before.
Yeah,
and they've never had sex before because, but it's not, it's just they haven't had sex with a man.
Yeah.
But they've had sex.
Well, but
yeah.
And it's still a virgin.
I don't think it is a thing, losing your virginity.
What, losing
your
virginity?
Yeah.
It's a social construct.
Yeah. For me, it's a social construct.
Gag.
Yeah. It is a social construct. Yeah.
Because I think
it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
Virginity is different for everyone. Mm. Yeah.
There's just spectrums all over the shop now.
Yeah. Right? You just said the first time I had sex, innit? And whatever that is to you, that's what it is to you.
Yeah. That is.
What was your time? What was you guys' first time having sex? However you would.
My first time. Yeah. Okay. The first time I had. It's so weird because the first time I did sexual things was with a girl, another girl. Mm-hmm. But I don't call that losing my virginity. The first time I had sex with a boy is when I say I lost my virginity.
I have two.
But I don't know if I'm centering, that means I'm centering my virginity around the penis.
But if you're saying you've got two.
I have two.
Because I would say now I've got two.
Two times.
Like two different kinds of virginity.
One with a boy and one with a girl.
Gone. And that.
Mm. That's because yours. Is it because one was up that way, or is it because
now I'm not following.
No, would you say it's two virginities? Okay, would you say it's two virginities because one time
you're receiving it.
Yes.
You're receiving it and then giving it. I've got three.
Exactly. That's true. That's three.
If we're talking about taking it back to its centering around like penetration or penises, oh Jesus! But I've said this before. Like, the first time I like lost my like penetrative virginity was with a girl, and I think I just finished year 7, so I think I was 12.
God,
you was young as fuck.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that was anal, and I didn't know anything about.
Is it because you didn't know what you was doing?
I didn't, well, she was like, oh no, I've started my period now, so you can't put it in because that would mean I would get pregnant.
Oh, right.
So
I was like, okay, calm, she knew something.
But I didn't know anything about lube. I didn't know anything about it needing to be wet. I just thought it goes in.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
That was meant
so, that must have been hurtful. Painful.
The blood.
It's
And not also the period. The blood, just the blood.
Yeah.
I ripped, babes. Mm. I ripped. So it was blood down my jeans. I had to run home and be like, oh, my nan was there. My grandma, sorry. She was like, what have you done? I was like, I fell over.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So there was that. And then I fully lost my, like, vagina sex at 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then with a boy, it was when I was 20. 23 or 24?
Yeah.
Maybe 23. Mm. I can't remember. Like, you both going, Yeah, and that was penetrative.
Yeah. Okay.
But otherwise, I first laid down with a girl in nursery. Like, she pulled up
I mean, yeah, skirt, we did. Yeah,
and
we did.
I
you got some scorpions for
real birds. And we laid on top of each other like this, like, I'm having sex.
I was doing bits with my little boyfriend in year four.
Come on!
We would throw the ball over, like, this wall and just go behind it. I had no breasts, by the way, but he was touching something. You know, he was taking out his willy. I was touching it.
Yeah,
no, it was, stop, please,
that's
kids.
Like scorpions know what they're doing in this age.
We've been doing a bit too much.
Maybe a bit too much.
It's stressing me out. Like,
yeah, when I think about it now,
yeah, it's mad.
It freaks me the fuck out because I'm like,
not my child.
Yeah,
at four,
not
or
my
five,
nieces,
at
not
12.
My nephews, not my kids.
Yeah. But then none. I've got to think if that's what I was doing and everyone was okay with it. I'm like, you know what? I'm never ever gonna encourage that.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah.
But I'd be a fool because I've been there.
Yeah. I just hope to God they're not doing it.
Yeah,
I hope
no,
to God
please.
They're not. And then,
it is reckless.
Yeah, yeah, it's very reckless.
It is what it is. And I'm always good. If I did it, I'm going to stand 10 toes in whatever I've done.
I'm going to be honest about that shit.
Yeah, because that's one thing, Scorpios are honest, babe.
I was going to say that's part of my thing about it. And
do you like
quite
it?
Loyal as well, actually.
Yeah. Do you like very honesty? Do you think honesty is a bit too much? Because sometimes I feel like, oh, should I tone it down a little bit?
She's going to kill me for saying this, But we went out, on Sunday. And when we walked in, she knew she wasn't going to enjoy the activities for the day. But she just still tried anyway for the sake of it. And then we was eating our food and she was just like, babe, I need to talk to you. She's like, I need to talk to you right now. Yeah. And I just knew it was coming because her face said it all. And she's like, I didn't have a good time today. I think this is not quality time. You've been talking to everyone. Everyone been saying hello to you. And why are you talking to them?
who were them?
It was just people. You know when you go somewhere, you just know bare people.
Yeah.
It was just people. And some of them were really nice. They kept it short and sweet, but some people were doing that. How'd you come on? Like, it was just long, some people.
Yeah.
And like Scorpios, she's not the most social. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's me as well.
Yes, me too.
But just because we can be like charismatic, people
charming,
mistake
like,
us
yeah.
all being social. Yeah. But I'm actually so anti- that
I'm anti-experience.
So I would have been.
I think you would have been the same.
Yeah.
She was just like, go to these kind of things with your friends. We went to Black Eats, the Black
okay,
Eats.
Okay, right,
we went
there.
And she was like, go to these kind of things with your friends. She's like, this is not for me. This is not quality time. But we've done it now. And she her face.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that?
I love it.
She's a social person. She's a Libra.
But I'm really social though. I'm a Libra. I'm very social. So like it's two ends of the spectrum. And she tries. You know what I'm saying? She tries. Like she gets along with Dana. She gets along with my other friends, like my close-knit friends. But all these randoms, she's just like, why do you have a conversation with them?
They're colleagues, your acquaintances. Like
No.
I appreciate the outcome of it, especially when it comes to work. Because I'm about my check and my business.
I hear it.
But I also know that I don't enjoy that part of it.
I had to fake it. And I still fake it. But I had to like, in the beginning, I really had to fake it to make it.
Yeah.
It was when I was like in my early 20s, I went to work at birthdays in Dalston. And that's when I learned how to be sociable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm working with all these people. They come from all over Australia, New Zealand, all these people drinking, having a laugh up until like 4 a.m. That's when I learned to be like social. Because for me, it did not come naturally. And I'm outside most times. If you see me outside on Instagram, I'm outside because I've dragged her.
Oh, is it?
Because I've dragged her.
Yeah,
I know that she doesn't want to go out tonight, but we'll be there.
Oh, where are you going tonight? Oh, yeah, Saturday night.
Yeah, it's back on the day weekend. We're going Eden.
Eden, what's that?
Eden's like a...
It's a lounge.
It's a lounge in, is it Docklands? Like near Cannon Town.
Yeah.
Oh. And it does get a bit spicy.
It does.
Oh. It does get a bit... So my babies are coming because it gets a bit spicy. It gets spicy.
I can't get too spicy, get it?
When you got into your relationship, was like old flings like trying to find out what's going on? Or did you bump into any?
Yeah. Like we said, I can't remember whether we said this like in the recording or like or before, but like the LGBTQDL community is small.
Yeah.
Especially the black
part
of it. So we bumping into each other regardless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that did happen, but I don't mind unless there's this one motherfucker called Neil who lied. Lied about his name, lied about age, like was like
lied.
Fucking his ex while we were like exclusive during the period when my nan died. Like,
oh, fuck
it
him.
Was a mad thing. Other than him, I really don't business about seeing anyone because I've never done anyone wrong in that to that extent. So that I'm cool. My boyfriend, however, has got, which I to a certain point admire, he's got like a real old school viewership on like body count. This is a touchy subject for us, but I respect it, baby. But the reason why I'm so good at what I do is because I'm experienced. Okay, so
is he a Taurus?
No, he's Cancer.
Oh, it's a match made in heaven, child.
I know. When it's good, it's good, but when it gets spicy, it's spicy. It's spicy. But when we make up.
Yep.
It's real good. Oh my god. Yeah, no, it's incredible. It really is.
Dude, I feel like you'd be open to talk about this. Mm-hmm. So I met a guy at Pride and he was like, can you ask somebody, ask a queer man who has sex with men how to get ready for sex? Like, how do you prep?
Your ass or your dick?
Whatever the prep means. Because we don't prep. So whatever the prep means.
Okay.
I'm guessing he means his ass. Yeah. Maybe he means ass.
Yeah, he wants the bottom.
Yeah.
Dush, baby. Just... Buy you a dish from Amazon or go to Soho. That's too expensive. Get it from Amazon and just clean your batty hole, babes. Just
you think you like squeeze the water in it?
Squeeze the water in it.
You know we have the old school one.
Push it out.
The African one, the old school one, and it's got like a white tip. And you,
is that what's from
and
Amazon?
You flush? No, I think it's a new.
I think it's the African.
Like it's like tip. Round like this, right? And it's got a long white. Thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Is that the same as Amazon?
Oh,
yeah.
Is the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly the same thing. And really, I feel like everybody should be cleaning out their asshole.
I was gonna say I might just douche myself. Like,
yeah.
Like, people do go to the hospital for that, don't they?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But if you've got the like. What do you think the fuck is a bidet for?
Oh, yeah.
That's to literally do the same thing. And if the French can have it just regular in their bathroom, I don't know why we can.
I used it in Milan. I was needed.
Yeah, it just keeps you fresh because like you should be able to spread your cheeks with pride.
Yeah,
and be, like,
absolutely.
Smell it. Any so crevice about, of your
like,
body.
Yeah. But so douching, what about like getting it nice and ready for the things to go in?
Get some lube. Me, I'm good with spit, but like depending on the size of the penis, there's times when I've needed some lube, and I just put it on my hole, rub it up, put my little finger in, just stretch it a little piece, just to make sure it's not gonna be shook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like.
Because I don't want to be just I don't want to kill the
sexy,
vibe.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to like make you think that you can just. Boom, and I'm like, oh, is it in? I'm a tight king.
Nice.
I'm a tight king. That hasn't always worked to my benefit. You would think that in the in the realms of the tops, they want all they niggas to be tight.
Yeah.
No, some of them like, nah.
They want to be
I like it loose. I like it loose. Mate, when I say there's spectrums everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I've had a guy that I used to deal with, and he was like, oh, you're just so tight, man. You're just so tight. Because his thing was objects and things like that, and I tried once, never again.
It wasn't for you.
No, I didn't get that far, and I just ended up having to do it on him, and that was I feared for his life.
You just reminded me there was this girl that I had sex with, and her pussy was tight, and I put my two fingers squashed. I felt my bone.
My ex girlfriend the same. That's why it took us so long, and I was patient, but like it would get to put my blood. Relax,
it's about the mind. It comes down to that, though. Yeah. It's also about the mind, because you kind of loosen up when you get, you're free of your mind, you're relaxed, and that kind of stuff.
Tight isn't.
What about the first time you bottomed? What was that experience like?
So I was trying to top him, mm-hmm. and he was having problems, like because I'm well endowed. I'm well endowed. And he couldn't take it, and he'd been gay, like, but he'd been having sex for a long time, or longer than I. So I expected him, especially the way he was like talking, like, I can't wait to do this and that. And I ain't never done it before, so I was like, okay, right. Couldn't get it in. It kept on hurting him. Then he would go to the bathroom and it wasn't clean, because that was, I don't know, going too far in the guts and opening up yesterday's stuff. I don't know what was going on. He was in the bathroom just saying, one minute. So in the end, he was just like, oh, and it got to the point where I hadn't had like sex for a long time, like months and months. And for me, a week is long. So I was like, you know what? Let's go.
Let me just give it a try.
Yeah. And it wasn't as bad. I remember it going in and just being like, oh, this is weird. Because I'd stuck my finger up my hole before when, like, wanking and stuff. Because God knew what he was doing when he put prostate there. And all the straight men that don't want to be putting their finger there, they'll be, oh, you're missing the fuck out. You dumb.
Them straight men don't do the chat shit. The girls be doing it for them.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah, just own it. Yeah. Like, if it's in your body and it's
it doesn't mean you're gay. It's fine. Relax.
No, like, it's cool. But yeah, no, it was all right. Mm-hmm. It was all right. I just remember him saying at the end, are you sure you've not done that before? And I was like, yeah, but like, what? I'm not a liar. Like,
he's just a freak. No. He's not a liar, but he's a freak.
And maybe I'm just really good.
Yeah.
I don't need to grow. Yeah. Like, and be like shit and then get good. Like, I started good and now I'm great.
That's your Scorpio channel.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm not leaving.
I told you.
What is the freakiest thing you've done?
The freakiest thing I've done.
And you as all Scorpio over there.
I don't think there's anything I think it's normal.
The freakiest thing I've done. The thing.
You can be freak hell.
I am, but I can be quite vanilla. I'm such a sex fiend, but like, don't spit in my face. Don't spit in my mouth.
Okay.
No. Oh,
really?
I have to be in the mood for that.
Never. So why are you not into that?
Huh?
Why?
That's just disgusting.
Can you spit in somebody else's
mouth? Would you spit in someone else's mouth?
No. Oh. I don't even slap them on the face. I only started choking my boyfriend recently because I know that's what he's into.
Yeah.
Now I'm that beginning to like it, but before I'm like, oh, it's giving vibe.
Yeah. Yep.
But like, if you're on all fours and the ass is there, are you dumb? Like, yeah, but your face and like the people I've fucked, they're beautiful. Like, I don't want
to. I hear that.
Yeah, and I'll hold you tight. Yeah. And I might even grip your hair just a little bit, but I'm not about to.
It's the passions. That's why he's good.
Yeah.
It's not passions. Necessarily like freaky
you
stuff.
You are talking them through it.
Huh?
You're talking them through it.
What do you mean?
When they're about to come, you're telling them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're talking them through
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
And I don't want to look, if I see it in porn sometimes, especially the whites that have been slapped and then their face
the fist bearing
when my niggas come in, I like to see the face looking nice and
gorgeous
and like really look into his eyes when he's intense and passionate.
I ain't gonna laugh, slap the future.
Have you slapped him in the future? Yeah.
I'm doing like a small like tap, like not
on the face.
Yes.
Yeah, would you like that done to you?
No, don't slap me.
Yeah.
Nico will die.
Don't
to
fucking
be
slap me.
Nico will die. But do you know the last time I slapped someone, I didn't tell her before that I was gonna do that.
So she was surprised.
So in the moment, she was like, okay. But then a few days later, she was like, can I just tell you something else? Like, you slapped me and was having sex. I was like, yeah. And she's like, don't ever do that again. She's like, in the moment, I was okay with it, but I thought about it.
You slapping someone. Do you know how when I'm deep, it's kind of mad.
It is kind of mad. It is a bit mad, but I was with some other people before that. Mm-hmm. they were here for the slaps. I think it was just like muscle memory.
Yeah.
It was like muscle memory. But I don't know what to slap me though.
Yeah, you can't do that because
I'll punch someone.
Yeah. Even like being choked, I don't want to be choked either. I want to do the choking.
A light caress.
Yeah. A light caress. Yeah.
I've got asthma, so don't get too tight.
But as soon as I have to like work any harder to just breathe, to live.
Yeah.
The moment for me is gone. Just a light caress. Just work on fucking me good. Like, don't try and alter anything. Just fuck me.
Yeah.
I haven't had sex in a while, child.
Yeah.
In a couple of days.
Yeah. In a couple of days, can you relax?
Literally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's been a while.
Slapping the ass, like all of that. Love it, love it, love it. I know my man's gonna be watching this. Like, of course, he ended up talking about sex.
I mean, we talk about sex a lot on this podcast.
We do. You know, when we have guests, we try to tone it down a little bit for the guests. But when you have one that likes it, hey, let's do it then.
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely.
We try to, and I think some guests they come and they do want to talk about sex because they don't know we talk about sex, but because we are turning it down because they're there, it's always towards the end we start talking about sex.
That is so true. Yeah. That is so true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not dating.
No choice.
Yeah, well, I just haven't found anyone that I like. And for me, I can't just be doing vibes. Like, I'm just not on vibes. I'm on, like, a bit of a connection. Because I was doing the hoeing thing last year. I was like, I never really had, like, that whole phase.
Yeah.
So let me do it. I did it, and I got bored.
Yeah.
Lana's whole phase wasn't even hoeing like that.
I had
hoe for her.
I had, like, only two people on rotation. There was only two people.
So that's saved.
Miles is like,
that is saved.
Yeah, but that's it.
That's kind of version
even
of
that. Oh my god! So I had two girls on one weekend, and I had a headache by Sunday.
Did you have two girls on one weekend?
Babe, one day you in know New York, about I had this. Three men in one day.
Oof! See, Nana will be
that was a good
Nana
time.
Will collapse.
Do you know what? And the thing is the energy though. I can't have too much energy like around me. I'll be tired. Social battery -10.
But I wasn't doing no talking. I really got to the point where I could be like, right.
The thing about girls is they don't fucking leave.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely had that, but I got to the point where I could be like, no, you know, come on, you know what this is.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's go.
Yeah.
But I've also had that, like, it was a journey for me. Like, at the beginning, I could never see myself just having sex if it wasn't, like, meant to be and da 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 da.
Yeah, not quite like that, but it needs to be, like just the passions. Everything that is just, like, feels a bit lukewarm to me, I'm not for. So if it feels like, oh, yeah, this is fun, this is nice.
Yeah.
This is a bit sexy, but it's not, like, on 100.
You just want to feel passion.
Yeah.
But I'm a passionate baby.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I had this one little DL man, and he was little. And if I'm being real, like, so was the dick as well.
Oh, dear.
But you know what? I don't want to say,
size shame.
No, because it's not every day, like,
it's not
fracture my ribcage.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I love that, but not every day. Sometimes I want you to be able to go, like, as hard as you want, and me just... Yeah, maybe. Like,
yeah.
But like, he was this DL man, ripped, lovely little body. Like, ooh, yeah, great. But lukewarm, didn't want to kiss.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I'm like,
open your mouth. You know when I see on TV and people are just not lip sync right? I'm open your mouth.
And then when he would get to come in, like, sometimes I wouldn't know. Because he would be like,
No, make some noise.
Yeah, and I remember one time actually laughing, and this is when I was at the end of my journey to, this isn't happening again. Yeah. Whereas before I was like trying to understand, I'd just be like, yo, you're actually funny. Like, why not just let it out? And just, well, of course, baby, just let me hear you just one time.
Like, we're so
there's no one here. Your homeboys aren't here.
Yeah.
You're in my room. Just let it out, babe.
You know, man.
That's some internal shit for him.
Yeah.
He's got some work to do.
But I've never seen him after that. But that whole process of like being in a state of mind where I could just go for the vibes or just go for the sex, I had to like sadly unlearn the connection I had to sex and it being just when it's with someone I really care about. And it's a double-edged sword, really, because I'm glad that I can do it, but it took pain for me to get there.
Yeah.
Like, I had to be in a position where I was completely single, didn't have anyone else, and was like, you know what, I don't want to deprive myself of this physical love, because I wasn't really getting it living in London by myself. I wasn't getting it from anyone. I was always working. I needed it.
Yeah.
And it almost forced me to try it out and just have sex with people that I knew I wasn't gonna
be with.
So it is sad,
I hear it.
It definitely is something that I miss, that way I used to only think about sex, and I can see sex now in more ways than one. I can now have sex and it be just that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that anymore, and thank God for Jesus I got my boyfriend now, and I'm making love and fucking someone who I care so deeply about. But I can also have that love making and but it definitely was a
Do you know what? I can do it. I just get bored because it's just like, what's next? And then I have to end it. And then it's a bit shit.
And then it ends very quite abrupt as well.
No, I don't. I'm very honest and very nice about it.
The feedback has been abrupt.
Let's do a bit of role play.
Yes. Oh my God.
I love it.
I am not an actor. Okay.
You don't have to act. You've got to be you, girl. Okay, so my name's Priscilla, and I've just finished,
Okay, Priscilla. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nana, that was so good.
Yeah, it was really good, you know.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Do you know what? I'm actually going out with my friends.
Where are you going?
We're going to the club, actually.
When you're done, do you want to come around again?
Do you know what? I don't know. I'm going to let you know.
Okay, like, you're going to call me, text me?
Yeah, I'm like, when I'm done in the club, I'll let you know what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, when you go to the club, though, like, are you going to, like, be looking for other girls or, like, it's okay if you are, but, like...
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm single and you're single, so...
Yeah, but, like, we've been... Obviously, like, do what we're
doing.
Nana's being fake. Nana's being fake.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you have to be a little bit fake, though.
No, I mean, this is not what you do.
This is a lie.
It depends on how I feel
that
about
that girl.
Which girl?
The one that you went and had sex with her and then told her the next day, no.
Which one? Nom nom.
There's somebody that she calls Nom Nom. Anyway.
Okay.
Not Nom Nom.
Yeah.
I can't say. What she listens to the podcast.
She probably does.
But the one you dumped her the next day.
Oh, yeah. That one, yeah.
Yeah. This is not how the conversation
went. Oh, you think I'm being too nice?
Yes.
I want to see the...
Yes.
The...
Do the real Nana.
Okay. I sent her a text.
Act out the text.
Okay, all right.
Did she text you first or was it just you?
No, it was... We was texting a little bit. Then I said, I have to be honest. So basically...
Priscilla.
Like,
how she did you at the thing. I gotta be honest with you.
Yes, exactly. Scorpios.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I don't think we connected during the sex. Like, unfortunately for me, I just wasn't in it. Like, when I usually have sex, I need to be, like, all in it. And I just felt like there wasn't a synergy with us during the sex. And
he like called me baby and stuff. Like
that was like obviously the lead up to the sex was great. I felt like it was passionate. It was good. I thought that it was. I thought it was good, but yeah, it just didn't. It just didn't translate when we.
So like, actually, are we seeing each other again? So we're meant to meet up next week.
I don't think we're compatible. So I think we should end here.
Blocked.
I can't believe you said that. I'm meaner than this. I'm not mean.
I didn't think. I felt like that was
I can bring up the text right now. I'm not mean. I'm just even like,
your
honest.
Little Malta babe.
Who is Malta babe?
Come on,
Malta babe. Malta babe was also a previous babe.
Yes.
Your Malta rebabe. She even said Nana was out of order. She was like Nana was out because they dated before.
Well, I was out before. Of order to her.
Yes. She's like, Nana locked me off twice.
Okay, that reason why, mom, listen to me. I had come out of a relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know about the lesbians, but they take long to break up. Might be the same with the gays, but they take long to break up. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be messing her about. So I was like, yeah, I don't think I can do this because I could see myself catching feelings. So I was like, I don't think I can do this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's getting a bit too much. And yeah, and that's...
Was y'all just playing around or something?
No, we was getting to know each other. We was getting to know each other.
There was twice. He's twice you locked her off.
I don't remember the second time. But anyway. but yeah, so I ended it because I was protecting her.
And yourself.
And myself.
Did you let it, did you have these feelings while you were actively seeing her and then like finally just say, or was it you knew in the moment, like, or
no, so when we started talking, I was like, I didn't think I would start liking her, but I did. And then when that happened, like I had to say it. Like yeah. as soon as I started feeling like, oh, this is getting a bit intense. And she's a Pisces, both water signs. Mm. So I knew where the fuck it was going. And I was like, I can't do that right now. So
I think she did the right thing.
People, this is the thing, you know.
But the banana is going to dig her way back inside. That's what I'm saying. This is her Malta thing. So this already happened. Yeah. And then we saw her in Malta and she's up there licking titty in Malta.
Well, she was licking my titty. She was licking my titty. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, but for the most part, I like the fact that I'm honest and I'm like, because what I see is that people string people on or they don't know how to say it because it's hard. It's fucking
and
hard.
I've been the one strung along. So I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
to
I don't want to do
that. Shit is
it's
I'm going to stringing. It's not good.
Yeah. It's hard. In the long run, it's harder. It gets harder. Mm. So for me, I just like, and plus I don't like it when people like me and I don't like them. I feel really ill.
It's a bit icky though.
It's a bit icky.
Yeah, definitely.
So I have to let them know. Should we do a dilemma?
Yeah, this is a dilemma.
Let's do a dilemma. Yeah.
There's about two or three in there.
I can only find one. There's too many things in that email. Okay. Oh, it's a friendship dilemma. Okay. I have a friendship dilemma. My best friend recently broke up with me because her girlfriend told her that she doesn't understand the dynamic of our friendship. When this happened, I accepted the breakup without any dispute whatsoever. She then later reached out a few days later to try and apologize and get the friendship back. I knew that I didn't want to go back to being friends because the whole situation made me realize that our friendship was easily disposable and I wasn't going to be in a relationship that had no security. She wouldn't accept it, so she used manipulation to get to me and we went back to being friends, which didn't last long because I still felt like it was not right for me. It seems like I'm not the only friend that she's lost to this relationship. I'm still really heartbroken by the whole thing because our friendship was really pure and we've been joined by the hip and play the same sport and do the same modules. I've started avoiding the places that I'm most likely to see her, which include basketball courts, so I stopped playing basketball. Now I've gotten the opportunity to play professionally, which means that I have to practice with my old team that she's in, so things are really awkward now.
Loving basketball.
I mean, what do you think about, like, so say for instance, we're friends and you start dating someone and I don't like them. What would you do? And I come and tell you, I don't like your babe. She's a bitch. What would you do?
I'm gonna say, you ain't fucking me, so I'm staying.
But what if she's you really
have to,
a no, bitch?
You have to, what if the person's really a bitch? Mm. I mean, I'm in love with them. Love of the person. Mm. Everyone's gonna have to everyone because everyone loves me. You're gonna have to learn to coexist. Mm-hmm. You guys are just
what's on your mind?
I really wanted you to say. I would ask you why.
Mm. I mean, I would ask. Yeah, yeah. I would ask why.
Yeah.
And like find out like what the reasons are. Because if it's something that you know about and that you're cool with, then that's an aha moment for me. Like, so you don't mind liars or thieves or whatever the problem is, you know what I mean? Like, okay, that's new, but
is that what the scenario is though?
No, but the scenario is, the dilemma is that they have to see this person everywhere, really. That's what the dilemma is.
So they're,
and they're not friends anymore, yeah, because due to the fact that their friend chose the relationship.
Do you know what, if one of my friends stopped being friends with me for a girl, I would be like, okay, fuck you then.
Yeah
But that girl still wants to be friends with her.
No, but she needs to say fuck you then.
Yeah, but it's her that doesn't want to be friends with.
So the girl that wants to be, has been dropped out, still wants to be friends.
Yes.
She needs to start saying fuck you then.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Because I've been in a similar position where one of my friends had a man that I didn't like. Mm-hmm. But obviously my friend is my friend, so I always let her know how I felt. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to put my friend in a position that makes her uncomfortable because she's my friend.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm going to start acting like I like this person and do the most, because that's my profession. I get paid for that. I'm not going to do it for free. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to put my friend in a position that she feels disrespected. So,
Do you know what? For me, I just hope that, because I feel like I'm a really good judge of character. I'm sorry. So if one of my friends is dating someone who is just like, I can feel it, because a lot of the time it's not about what somebody said, is an energy, is a feeling that you get being around this person. So I'm just hoping that they also are able to pick up on it. They also are aware and in tune with themselves mm-hmm. and their body, and that they can also feel it and maybe like at some point make the right decision. That's what I hope. But in terms of this dilemma, like, you're going to have to learn to be around each other. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean? You have to grow up and be around each other.
Yeah.
Even if you both have
that common person that you both care about, mm-hmm. then that should be the priority.
Yeah,
but someone will show their ass eventually.
Yeah, but the friend has made a decision.
I don't think if that's completely right. Yeah. Like, for the friend to just drop them out. I don't think that's completely right.
I think that they didn't see the value in the friendship enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And if they had a problem with the partner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, if you know mm-hmm. that there's a problem there, I hate to say this because I don't want you like preempting bad things for your friends. Mm-hmm. But if you know what's up,
it's going to end at some point. It's going to end at some point.
Just to bring it back to me, my friend, she's still my friend. Mm. She has a new man.
Yeah.
And had I walked away because I didn't like a man at the time,
and she would be with him.
Yeah.
But
do you know what? It's weird because like somebody has come up to me with something like this similar as well. And they were just like, the friend has told them to go and bless it with the girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But they've kind of been like hands off kind of vibe, but they feel like the friend should pat in the girlfriend,
yeah,
kind of thing,
or be facilitating.
Yeah, I don't think she feels like that relationship's gonna last. Even me and Chad, I don't think that relationship's gonna last. But she's just like, she's only here for gain. Do you know what I mean? And like, everyone can see it but her. Mm. And I was like, it's up to you if you want to go and bless it with the girl. It's up to you. She did, and the girl was rude to her. Mm. She was
really
so rude to, yeah. Mm. And the friend has.
So she went to the girl, not the friend.
No, she went to the girl. Yeah, she went to the girlfriend, and was just like, you know, let's like bless things, da da da. And then the girl was just basically like, I just don't really care for you. Mm. Really, basically, like, I'm here. I don't really care for you. And it's a shame because they've been friends for a long time, and the friend is like deciding with the girlfriend. Mm. So she just kind of feels like a bit of a side chick right now.
Yeah,
that was a side chick. But when the girl goes, she'll be coming to you as a friend.
Well, this is it.
Yeah. Mm.
Stand by your friends.
Yeah, like even this dilemma, I'm pretty sure if they break up, the person's going to try to mend the friendship again.
Well, of course,
but I wouldn't like that. I don't think I would welcome them back to be my friend. I can't lie. Mm. I don't think so.
Do you know, I can be really forgiving. I think that is a Scorpio trait as well. Sometimes to my detriment. But if it's like the first time the friend's done this, you know what? I'll feel a kind of way for a bit.
Mm.
And I'll expect you to like amend the situation, like not just words, like I'm gonna need to see it that you are sorry and that you value me and us. But yeah, I would just say sometimes you gotta allow people to learn for themselves.
Yeah.
And I know that I've had so many people give me advice and I didn't take it for shit. I got to feel the fire sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
And it's annoying, but I'll stand in it. I've got to do it.
Yeah.
And sometimes other people should be afforded that grace.
Yeah.
So that's what we think, babe. I think probably shouldn't have kicked your friend to the curb like that.
Yeah.
So the person said the dilemma is not the one who kicked the curb, it's the one who has been kicked.
No, she kicked the friend.
Oh, she kicked the curb. All this time I thought she's the one that's been kicked.
Yeah.
So she kicked the friend.
Mm-hmm.
Go mend it then.
I think you should. And you're around each other, you're playing basketball and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, in the same team and stuff. Like, you should really give your friend some grace.
Mm. I wonder if they're them because I play basketball.
They're young. They said modules.
They said modules.
They're in uni.
I had modules for a long time.
They are 19 years old.
Go and chat to your friend and apologize, man. Even if they don't even, like, receive the apology well, at least you know you've done your part. Do you know what I'm saying? And I just go and show them love because you didn't show them love, boy, before. But our time's come to an end.
It has come to an end. Oh yeah,
our time's come to an end. Thank you so much.
Thank
Miles.
You so much for joining.
Thanks
us.
For having
it's
me.
It's been a great episode. Yeah.
Is there anything you want to let our audience know? Like what they should, you know, hit you
listen
up
to the podcast.
Yeah, this is the podcast. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Listen to Get the Belt podcast or watch it on YouTube. If you want to come and watch Rent, either in Peterborough, I don't blame you if you don't want to go there. But
either go to
Peterborough or Devon, come watch the show. And yeah, just keep following the movement and keep on supporting these two girls. They're doing bits.
Thank you.
And yeah, just peace and love.
Peace and love. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you use the hashtag Tutu's Podcast and Conversation on Twitter. Like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And until next week, peace.